We like every week, as you know, to bring you a prophecy update showing how news and trends in the world are corroborating the prophecies that we find in the Bible. The mark of the beast was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ in the first century. As you know, it's some sort of a mark that's going to be on your forehead or your hand by which you're going to conduct all commerce. And by you, I mean the people that are alive during that period of time will be in heaven with the Lord. Those people won't be able to buy or sell anything without that mark. Now, the global system involving that mark will already be in place before the world leader we call the Antichrist comes to power. He'll somehow hijack the system and demand that people worship him. Otherwise, they won't be able to buy or sell anything. Ours is the generation that has seen the technology, both developed and still developing, that could make a cashless global economy possible for the first time in human history. And whether or not the particular technologies that exist today are going to become that system, we've never seen anything like what we have today. And so whenever there's an advancement or an announcement that furthers cashless payment, I'd like to bring it to your attention. Some of you have probably heard of near-field communication. It's called NFC for short. It is, and I quote, a short-range, high-frequency wireless communication technology which enables the exchange of data or data. Which do you prefer? Data? Raise your hand. Data? First service wanted data too. So it's the exchange of data between devices over about a 4-inch distance. It's mainly aimed at being used in cell phones. Your cell phone becomes your credit card. In the future, it could become your ID documents like a driver's license or a passport. The application actually would be endless. On June 30th, Business Wire India published an article titled, Citigroup Brings Next Generation Mobile Payments to India. Let me read some excerpts from that article. Citi today announced the launch of Citi Tap and Pay in the city of Bengaluru, thus bringing to India the next generation contactless credit card payments based on near-field communications technology. The launch of the Citi Tap and Pay pilot service will be one of the world's largest and most comprehensive pilots ever undertaken. Citi has established a fully secure, scalable, and interoperable mobile payments ecosystem in Bengaluru, in collaboration with Nokia, Vodafone, MasterCard, and Vivotech. With the launch of Citi Tap and Pay in India, customers in Bengaluru will experience the simplicity, the ease, and the convenience of using their mobile phone as a credit card. The technology will allow customers to tap their mobile phone on a contactless reader at the point of sale to pay for purchases, eliminating the need for the traditional swiping of credit cards. The service also does away with the need for customers to send a text message or incur mobile data charges to make these payments. I feel like I should go both ways for those who did raise their hand for data. Nokia will support the service with its NFC-enabled Nokia 6212 classic phones. Then on June 26th, an Ericsson cell phone executive announced, and I quote, a year from now, every new phone that's sold will have near-field communication capability. It's not exactly on your hand or in your forehead, but it's moving in that direction. Here is a creepy related story. It's from March of this year, titled, Man Turns Finger into Storage. Excerpts read like this. One Finnish man decided to replace a missing digit with a USB flash drive. Jerry Jalava, a software developer from Helsinki, had the top part of his finger amputated after a motorbike accident last year. However, he since replaced it with a prosthetic finger that slips over the remaining bit of member and which has a tiny USB flash drive hidden inside. Accessing the drive is a little grim because the nail section of Javala's fake finger folds back to reveal the drive. This can be then slotted into a PC's USB port while still being worn. If you get the transcripts on Saturday morning, those of you who are on that list, I sent pictures this time with it. The Finger USB has a 2 gigabyte storage capacity, but Javala's already said that he's thinking about upgrading the phony Finger to include a greater amount of storage and wireless technology such as RFID, radio frequency identification. And then this is in the article. The author says, perhaps he'd also like to consider turning his Finger into the world's first NFC-enabled e-wallet digit. And so we're getting a little bit closer to what the Bible talks about. The technology exists for the first time ever to implement a cashless global economic system that the Bible predicted over 2 centuries ago through much ridicule. These are the last days. The return of Jesus to resurrect and rapture the church is imminent. And that's why we like to tell you to get ready and stay ready and to what? Keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen.